From the Legends of the Jews by Lewis Ginsburg, The Creation, the Second Day. On the second day God brought forth four creations, the firmament, hell, fire, and the angels. The firmament is not the same as the heavens of the first day. It is the crystal stretched forth over the heads of the Hayyot, from which the heavens derive their light, as the earth derives its light from the sun. This firmament saves the earth from being engulfed by the waters of the heavens. It forms the partition between the waters above and the waters below. It was made to crystallize into the solid it is by the heavenly fire, which broke its bounds and condensed the surface of the firmament. Thus fire made a division between the celestial and the terrestrial at the time of creation, as it did at the revelation on Mount Sinai. The firmament is not more than 3 fingers thick. Nevertheless, it divides 2 such heavy bodies as the waters below, which are the foundations for the netherworld, and the waters above, which are the foundations for the 7 heavens, the divine throne, and the abode of the angels. The separation of the waters into upper and lower waters was the only act of the sort done by God in connection with the work of creation. All other acts were unifying. It therefore caused great difficulties. When God commanded, "Let the waters be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear," certain parts refused to obey. They embraced each other all the more closely. In his wrath at the waters, God determined to let the whole of creation resolve itself into chaos again. He summoned the angel of the face and ordered him to destroy the world. The angel opened his eyes wide, and scorching fires and thick clouds rolled forth from them, while he cried out, "He who divides the Red Sea in sunder," and the rebellious waters stood. The all, however, was still in danger of destruction. Then began the singer of God's praises. "O Lord of the world, in days to come, thy creatures will sing praises without end to thee. They will bless thee boundlessly, and they will glorify thee without measure. Thou wilt set Abraham apart from all mankind as thine own. One of his sons thou wilt call my firstborn, and his descendants will take the yoke of thy kingdom upon themselves. In holiness and purity thou wilt bestow thy Torah upon them with these words, 'I am the Lord your God,' whereunto they will make answer, 'All that God hath spoken we will do.' And now I beseech thee, have pity upon thy world, destroy it not. For if thou destroyest it, who will fulfill thy will?" God was pacified. He withdrew the command ordaining the destruction of the world, but the waters he put under the mountains to remain there forever. The objection of the lower waters to division and separation was not their only reason for rebelling. The waters had been the first to give praise to God, and when their separation into upper and lower was decreed, the waters above rejoiced, saying, "Blessed are we who are privileged to abide near the Creator and near his holy throne." Jubilating thus, they flew upward and uttered song and praise to the Creator of the world. Sadness fell upon the waters below. They lamented, "Woe unto us! We have not been found worthy to dwell in the presence of God and praise him together with our companions." Therefore they attempted to rise upward until God repulsed them and pressed them down under the earth. Yet they were not left unrewarded for their loyalty. Whenever the waters above desire to give praise to God, they must first seek permission from the waters below. The second day of creation was an untoward day in more than the one respect that it introduced a breach where before there had been nothing but unity. For it was the day that also saw the creation of hell. Therefore God could not say of this day as of the others that he saw that it was good. A division may be necessary, but it cannot be called good, and hell surely does not deserve the attribute of good. Hell has seven divisions, one beneath the other. They are called Sheol, Abaddon, Bershahat, Tithayawin, She'er Mawet, She'er Zalmoet, and Gehenna. It requires 300 years to traverse the height or the width or the depth of each division, and it would take 6,300 years to go over a tract of land equal in extent to the seven divisions. Each of the seven divisions in turn has seven subdivisions, and in each compartment there are seven rivers of fire and seven of hail. The width of each is 1,000 ells, its depth 1,000, and its length 300, and they flow one from the other and are supervised by 90,000 angels of destruction. There are besides in every compartment 7,000 caves. In every cave there are 7,000 crevices, and in every crevice 7,000 scorpions. Every scorpion has 300 rings, and in every ring 7,000 pouches of venom, from which flow seven rivers of deadly poison. If a man handles it, he immediately bursts. Every limb is torn from his body, his bowels are cleft asunder, and he falls upon his face. There are also five different kinds of fire in hell. One devours and absorbs, another devours and does not absorb, while the third absorbs and does not devour. And there is still another fire which neither devours nor absorbs, and furthermore a fire which devours fire. There are coals big as mountains, and coals big as hills, and coals as large as the Dead Sea, and coals like huge stones, and there are rivers of pitch and sulfur flowing and seething like live coals. The third creation of the second day was the angel hosts, both the ministering angels and the angels of praise. The reason they had not been called into being on the first day was, lest man believe that the angels assisted God in the creation of the heavens and the earth. The angels that are fashioned from fire have forms of fire, but only so long as they remain in heaven. When they descend to earth to do the bidding of God here below, either they are changed into wind or they assume the guise of men. There are 10 ranks or degrees among the angels. The most exalted in rank are those surrounding the divine throne on all sides, to the right, to the left, in front, and behind, under the leadership of the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael. All the celestial beings praise God with the words, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." But men take precedence of the angels herein. They may not begin their song of praise until the earthly beings have brought their homage to God, especially Israel is preferred to the angels. When they encircle the divine throne in the form of fiery mountains and flaming hills, and attempt to raise their voices in adoration of the Creator, God silences them with the words, "Keep quiet until I have heard the songs, praises, prayers, and sweet melodies of Israel." Accordingly, the ministering angels and all the other celestial hosts wait until the last tones of Israel's doxologies rising aloft from earth have died away, and then they proclaim in a loud voice, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." When the hour for the glorification of God by the angels draws nigh, the august divine herald, the angel Shamael, steps to the windows of the lowest heaven to hearken to the songs, prayers, and praises that ascend from the synagogues and the houses of learning, And when they are finished, he announces the end to the angels in all the heavens. The ministering angels, those who come in contact with the sublunary world, now repair to their chambers to take their purification bath. They dive into a stream of fire and flame 7 times, and 365 times they examine themselves carefully to make sure that no taint clings to their bodies. Only then they feel privileged to mount the fiery ladder and join the angels of the 7th heaven and surround the throne of God with Hashmel and all the holy Hayot. Adorned with millions of fiery crowns, arrayed in fiery garments, all the angels in unison, in the same words and with the same melody, intone songs of praise to God.